How do you find the confidence to lead? I was in a meeting not very long ago, and a young man spoke up, and he just asked that question exactly that way. How do you find the confidence to lead? And what he's talking about is this. How do you find the confidence to lead people that are sometimes intimidating to you? How do you find the confidence to face circumstances that seem absolutely overwhelming? How do you find the confidence to come alongside your own convictions and passions and move them forward, knowing that everything that you're doing is like kind of risky? There's a people cost, there's a conflict cost, there's a money cost, there's a sense of instability when you move into the unknowns of the future. How do you find the confidence to lead? Let me give you the answer right up front. It is this. Our confidence to lead in ministry has to be founded on a personal revelation of Jesus to us. That is the foundation. It isn't based in our education. It isn't based on our relative experience. And it isn't based on the affirmation of others. All of those things are helpful, but they're not foundational. The confidence to lead and influence has to be founded on a personal revelation of Jesus to you. We have a free resource at paultotimothy.com that I'd love to give to you. It's called How to Find and Form Your Leadership Team. We offer that on the front end of our podcast. So this is my little commercial right now. We want to invest into your ministry. We would love for you to take advantage of that. You're going to enjoy the course, and it will tie in to what I'm talking about today. But if you can jump on paultotimothy.com, just click the free course, and that will be delivered to you online. Hundreds and hundreds of leaders have utilized that training to a significant help in their own lives and in their own ministries. We want to bless you with it. Back to today's focus. How do you find the confidence to lead? Listen to the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 1, verse 18. He told Timothy, "This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight." When you look at that, you understand Paul is telling Timothy, take what God has spoken to you personally, son, and it is on the basis of those prophecies, the personal word from God to you, that gives you the foundation to fight for your calling, to have the confidence to lead, to face overwhelming circumstances, intimidating people, an unknown future. Your confidence to lead, Timothy, is founded on a personal word from God to you. In the last hours that Jesus spent with his leaders, it's Thursday night. John chapter 13 through John chapter 17 comprises about 8-10 hours of Jesus with his leaders. This is the final exam for them. This is the preparation. This is the time that Jesus has given them the foundational stuff. And it is now late Thursday evening, and Jesus is going to be arrested in the early hours of Friday morning. And in John 15, verse 16, he said this. He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain. So whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Listen to what Jesus is emphasizing with them. He is telling them, you're not your own idea. I have chosen you. Not only have I chosen you, I have chosen you to be fruitful. I've chosen you to be really significant. Previously, just a few verses previous to that, he says, "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit." And I can tell you, these truths are true of you. You have been chosen by God. You have been chosen to be fruitful for God. And listen to the promise at the end of the John 15:16. whatever you ask of the Father, He's going to give it to you. Not only have you been chosen by Him and chosen to be very fruitful for Him, you've been resourced by the power of heaven itself. Jesus wanted them to have this personal revelation from God that they were chosen. Can you hear it in Paul's voice to Timothy? Timothy, fight the good fight here, son, by the prophecies that were made over you. One minister said it this way about his own church. He said, after numerous late night gut checks, I have come to complete clarity on this issue. By God's grace, I fully intend to pursue the vision God has entrusted to me, no matter what, no matter who comes or goes. I will not let the opinions of others affect my own commitment to God's call on my life. Whether my church is setting records and I'm enjoying enthusiastic support, or if my church is stumbling and bumbling and I end up alone, still I will pursue the vision. Though none go with me, still I must follow. I am called to this vision. I must embody it. I must. It's a private thing. Listen to this last phrase of what he said. It's a private thing between God and me. When that private thing between you and God, has He called you? Know that He has called you and that He's called you for fruitfulness. Know that He has resourced you by the power of heaven. The first thing that has to happen for you to have the confidence to lead is to believe that God has called you. Allow the words of Jesus to resonate deeply within you as well. When He told His leaders, "You did not choose me, I chose you." Chuck Swindoll, in his book, Saying It Well, said this about calling. He said, a clear sense of calling rarely comes with a detailed plan. In most cases, God supplies only one detail, the next step. I've noticed that's where a lot of people become paralyzed. They refuse to release what they have or walk away from where they are without first receiving a detailed vision of their destination. They want the entire journey handed to them on a mental map before committing to the first step. Consequently, some never fulfill their calling. Those who do embrace their calling as more than a pipe dream sometimes fail to take the first step because they do not trust their own instincts or do not trust God to sustain them along their journey through the unknown. Initially, we do not know where the calling will take us, but the first step flashes like a bright neon sign. Boy, it's true, isn't it? His words are piercing to me because how often I have wanted God to give me the detailed plan when He is simply giving me the next step. On that Thursday evening, Jesus looked at His leaders and He said, "Listen now, understand this. You have to know I have chosen you. I've chosen you for significance and I'm empowering you with the resources of heaven." Secondarily, not only do you have to believe in your calling, but you need to know three things related to your calling that are exemplified so clearly for us in the life of the Apostle Paul. Let me give them to you quickly and then show them to you in Scripture. Paul knew this about his own calling. It's the foundation of his confidence to lead. Paul knew who he was to God. He knew who he was from God, and he knew who he was for God to others. That's so significant. You have to know that about your own ministry leadership too. You have to know who you are to God, from God, and for God to others. As you're reading Paul's letters, Paul's epistles, keep that in mind. You will find how that comes out. It bubbles to the top as you're reading his letters when you realize this man has got a deep understanding of who he was to God, who he was from God, in the role that he served, and specifically who he was for others in giving them what God wanted them to have. That's based in a revelation. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 is a great verse of Scripture that emphasizes how Paul knew who he was to God. Just the very beginning of the Romans letter. Paul, verse 1, a bondservant, doulos in the Greek, of Christ Jesus. Those first few words show that he had a clarity and understanding that I am a slave of God. There's a couple ways of saying slave in the Greek. This Greek word is doulos. One Greek scholar translates it as one whose will is swallowed up in the will of another. Can you hear him? Can you hear his heart? I know who I am to God. That same verse also emphasizes that he knew who he was from God. The proceeding verses is after he said, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, listen to the next part of that verse, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. He not only knew who he was to God, he knew who he was from God. He knew his role. This was his role. You have to know specifically the role that God has asked you to fill where you are in your church, in your ministry, with what God has you doing. You have to know that he has set you up. Ephesians chapter 4, God gave the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. There are roles that God gives us to fill. Know who you are to him, know who you are from him, but you and I also have to know who we are from God for others. You hear it again in Romans 1, verse 5, the beginning part of that verse, where he says, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles in behalf of his name. Can you hear it? He said, I know what I am to accomplish with you. I'm to bring about the obedience of faith among you. I'm to bring you to a place where you are living a life of clarity of his purposes and a commitment to those purposes for your life, your obedience. Paul was founded in a deep revelation of who he was to God, who he was from God, and who he was for others. That's where the foundation of confidence comes from. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. Listen to Paul again here. For consider your call, brothers and sisters. There are not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. Can you hear it? It's not those that can figure it out, not many wise, not many that are just loaded with this oozing giftedness, not many mighty, not many noble, people that are connected. By the way, that tends to be how we want to handle problems and issues and gain our confidence up front. How smart am I? How gifted am I? And how connected am I? Paul said, consider your calling, brethren, not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble, verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. God delights in using folks that simply have a deep awareness that they are called from God and they're going to walk it out in obedience. So the foundation for confidence really does begin with believing when God has spoken to you about your calling. And secondarily, also understanding there are three dynamics in your call to God: who you are to him, from him, and who you are from God for others. It was a leadership conference some years ago. Johnny Erickson Tata was there, and one of the ministry leaders stood up and asked the question, how in the world do you find the confidence to keep doing everything that you are doing? And if you know anything about her ministry, it's phenomenal. what she's been able to accomplish. You know, her history, being a quadriplegic from that diving accident as a teenager, when you see the wheelchair, so many reasons to lose confidence. Back to her quote from the conference. She looked at those ministry leaders when the one asked a question on many people's hearts, "Where do you get the confidence to lead, Johnny? How can you pull through?" She said this, "This is the only time in history when I get to fight for God. This is the only part of my eternal story when I'm actually in the battle. Once I die, I'll be in celebration mode in a glorified body in a whole different set of circumstance. But this is my limited window of opportunity, and I'm going to fight for all I'm worth." I can tell you, you and I, it's true for us. This is the only time in history that we get to fight for God. I hope you're fighting for God with confidence in your calling. We have a free resource we want to give you. It's called Find and Empower Your Ministry Team. I think you're going to really enjoy it. You can get the free resource at pauldotimothy.com. We want to keep investing into you in the podcast, and we want to offer you this free ministry training course as well. Let me encourage you. Find your confidence to fight for your calling by going back to what God has personally spoken to you. God bless you.